Are you tired of the non-stop hustle and grind? Welcome to Life in Business, the podcast for business owners who want success without sacrificing life. I'm Libby Langley, your host, award-winning, no BS, straight-talking business coach, Amazon best-selling author, and the queen of easy business. Join me to learn simple and practical strategies for growing your business, your profits, and your confidence, and for having fun too. Here's this week's episode. Hello, Libby Langley here for another super duper episode of Life in Business. We are live. I mean, I'm speaking live. This obviously isn't being broadcast live. I am alive coming at you in your ears and also on YouTube, which is always quite exciting. So hello, YouTube. Hello, people whose ears I am in. This is different today because normally I think of the title. I know what I want to title the podcast before, you know, I write some notes, right? And I kind of come up with a title beforehand. But today I can't really come up with a title. So whatever this episode is called is going to develop as the episode goes on, which is really rather exciting for me. So it's like added a bit of frisson to the proceedings. And it's kind of fitting, actually, that's the case, because that's what I'm talking about today. I'm talking about kind of several things, but I'm talking about when you perhaps feel like you haven't got anything together in life and in your business. You haven't got anything together, but it's because you're looking at things from the wrong angle, okay? And all will become clear on what I'm talking about. Let me start with a bit of background, right? It's easier to kind of explain, you know, put stuff into to tell you the story, right, of how I got here. Now, I've talked about my story in business. If you go back and listen to the very first episode, number one, and this is number 72, so that feels like yonks ago, right? But if you go back and listen to the very first episode, then I share the story of kind of how I got here, you know, in business, how I ended up doing a podcast and what my journey was so far. So do go back and listen to that one. But what about the story before that? Yeah. So I've been working something out, and I have moved, I think, since I was 19 when I left home, and I have moved, I think, 17 times, might be 18, but it's 17 that I can remember, and I've owned 9 of those properties, right? So that's a lot of moving, that's a lot of buying and selling, and there are always houses. I've bought houses and lived them. I haven't bought multiple houses to rent out or anything. So I've moved a lot. I've lived in a lot of different places. I have also done the same with cars. So I think I'm on car number 24 since I passed my test. Oh my goodness. 30. Oh no. 32 years ago. Oh, it was March. Well, I don't know what year that was because I can't do maths in my head, but the year I turned 18, I was 17 in the March. It was when in the March, I was still 17. I turned 18 later that year. Yeah, so I think that's 32 years ago. Anyway, so but in that time, I've owned 24 cars, right? Possibly 25, but 24 that I can remember. And jobs. Right. Before I started my business, I don't know how many jobs I've had, but I would say it's probably 25. And that, if not more, you know, some jobs I did for a week, really, honestly. I remember I worked for a local newspaper in their ad department. That was my first job, but then a different local newspaper in the ad department. I left after a week because I hated it. So I've had lots and lots of jobs, lots and lots of jobs. A couple that I really liked and that I remember, some that were really traumatic I'd rather forget, and others that I clearly just made no impact on me whatsoever. So this was a pattern, right? The reason I tell you this is because this is a life pattern for me. And I didn't really think anything of it. I just sort of was constantly told that I was unable to stick to anything, impulsive, reckless, you know, I mean, I always worked. I was never out of work, but who knew how long I stuck with anything. And what made a difference to me was when 2021, I was in a community of women and business women, and people started talking about ADHD. And a couple of people got diagnosed, and I was like, ooh, this sounds a bit like me. So I self-diagnosed with ADHD then. And then in 2023, I got formally diagnosed with autism. So I've got the nice autistic ADHD bundle of joy going on in my head. And it kind of helped everything slot into place for me. The reason that I had had so many jobs was because I was bored, or because I didn't get on with the manager, or didn't agree with the way that they were doing things, or something else caught my eye, right? Or I thought, oh, this was a useful stepping stone. Let me go on to the next stage of my career. And that's kind of how I went through it. It was either left because it was a crisis, and I was really unhappy, or there was just, oh, look, here's a new opportunity. And like I say, I always worked, and my career was great. You know, I progressed a few bumps in the road, but I progressed up. And when I eventually left employment in my 30s, I had a really good job, you know, senior management job and all of that. But I left that, you know, listen to episode one and you'll hear the reason that I left that. But yeah, I was miserable. So it was only kind of once I'd had these diagnoses that I realised, and why I'd done this, and the houses that I'd sold, you know, bought a house, which is hundreds of thousands of pounds, right? It's a lot of money that we're talking about here. But bought houses, lived in them for a year, and then sold them and moved, yeah? And I lived in one house for 15 years, which I loved it there. But then personal circumstances changed, and so then I didn't live there anymore. I sold it in the end and moved somewhere else. But, you know, there's kind of always reasons for it. And even now, we've been in our house for about 18 months. We know we're not going to stay here, you know, which is just accepting that that is the way things are going to be is actually really comforting. And that there's no judgment for that. There's no, it's just, you know, it's kind of just how you are. And that's cool. And I find it really kind of healthy and refreshing. And cars, you know, brand new cars. I buy brand new cars and I just trade them in and get another car. And they often, because I never really drive anywhere, so they only have like 1,000 miles on the clock sometimes after a year. And, you know, financially, it's not the smartest thing to do, but I like a new car. And so that's fine. And it's a conscious decision, but I kind of also understand now why, right? This need for newness, this need for something, this something different is not because I'm flaky or impulsive or reckless or unable to stick to anything or whatever my parents have been telling me for my entire life. It's because that's how my brain works. So even just knowing that is a massive thing for me. And, you know, we have friends, and I can think of friends over the years who've kind of always said that, you know, I bring one friend I used to have years ago, she said, I bring out the devil in her, because there's this kind of like, ooh, what should we do? What mischief should we get up to? What fun should we have? And some very dear friends that we, you know, our best friends that we spend time with now, it's like, you know, what's the expression? You know, I'm their kryptonite, or they're my kryptonite. You know, we kind of like bring out this mischief in each other. But that's like the creativity, right? That's the creative side of the brain. That's the fun stuff. And that's the, oh, should we just move house? Oh, should we just go and do this ridiculous thing? Should we just go and do some karaoke? Like I said to my husband not that long ago after we'd just been out for a really nice meal, should we just do that? But this is the creative brain. And this is what, if this is resonating with you, this is what you kind of don't want to stifle, right? That creative brain is what people like about you. That's what is going to make you the money. That's what's going to make your business successful. But understanding that it's a thing and how it works and, you know, building your awareness of your own behavior, is your self-awareness, I think, is really, really important. And since 2021, I've been doing that. And I've been trying to understand myself, and I understand when it's good, and I understand when, ooh, hold on a minute, let's calm this down a bit. Since I started my business in 2011, which is 13 years this year, which is a long ass time, I can see the same pattern. And this is where it's really important for you to kind of think about what you're doing in your business and to aid your own understanding, right? So I started my business in 2011, and I was a social media trainer, I guess, and consultant, digital marketing specialist, expert, and also business coach. And so I did the digital marketing side for probably 10 years until I finally didn't do it. I mean, I talk about it still all the time with clients because it's really important, but I don't lead on that. I lead on the more holistic business side of things, and I love it, right? I love talking about businesses and how we can tweak things and change things and make things better. Really, really lights my fire up. But if you look at my business, and this is, I'm sharing kind of a lot of vulnerability with you here, I guess. But if you look at my business over the years, I've had in, you know, 12 and a half years, whatever, I've effectively had probably 15 different businesses, because what changes is the delivery mechanism for me, right? It's my business equivalent of buying a new car. It's my business equivalent of moving house, my business equivalent of changing job, right? So the core has stayed the same, in that I love working with small business owners, solopreneurs, really, really lights my fire, and helping them to be better in business, right? That's what I absolutely love doing. And I know that I'm very good at that. But the delivery mechanism is difficult. So I've run an agency, I've done for you, I've done awards, social media awards, did that for 2 or 3 years. We run those. I've done one-to-one coaching, I've had group programs, I've had online group programs, I've had online memberships, I've had in-person masterminds, I've had online masterminds. Oh, that's only 9. So maybe there aren't as many as I think. I've done corporate training, I've done small business training, you know, right, you get the picture. There's a lot, okay? I've done qualifications, run a BTEC in social media, loads of stuff. So I got up to 12 then. So there's quite a lot. So if you just look at that, right, and this is an awareness that I'm currently kind of going through. So I'm sharing real time stuff with you, but I know that it will help you have some calmness and clarity in yourself. And that's why I'm quite happy to share all this. If you just look at that, you're like, what the bloody hell has she been doing, right? She's all over the shop. However, having done all those things and built funnels and automated everything and made everything manual and back to automation and done all the, right, there it probably isn't much that I don't know about running a small business, small service-based business. Probably isn't much that I don't know about that, and there probably isn't much that I've done. And that's beyond valuable for my clients, because I get it, I've done it, I've been there, I know the pitfalls, I know the things that work, and you know, so I'm really, really grateful for that. But what I'm learning at the moment is that by focusing, and this is what I really want to share with you, by focusing on all the change, right? Oh, she's had loads of job. Oh, you're changing your job again. Oh, you're moving again. You've only been there 5 minutes. What about all the furniture that you've, sorry, this is my mother's voice, right? What about all the furniture that you've bought for that house that you're now having to sell? You know, all that, by focusing on the, yeah, by focusing on all the change rather than the constant and the core, you're looking at it from the wrong angle, right? You're absolutely looking at it from the wrong angle. So if you look at the, whoa, you've got a vision, you've got a goal. All of these things are steps to satisfying your, you know, not satisfying, sorry, inspiring your creativity, fueling your creativity, and making you the vibrant life force that people like. If all of that, if you look at it that way, then it's way healthier, right? So if you're pivoting in your business left, right, and center, or you've been in business for 5 years and you've had a shift and you don't like the way that's been, you delivered that and you want to deliver it this way, great. What matters is that you absolutely believe in what you're doing and what you help your clients with. And the delivery mechanism doesn't matter, right? If you're focusing too much, this is a conversation that I had with my EFT coach, the gorgeous Jackie Acree. Go search for her if you don't know her. And if you focus too much on the kind of nuts and bolts, right, the nuts and bolts of stuff rather than the core, you're focusing on the wrong things. So the nuts and bolts is just the delivery mechanism. It's just that, you know, if you're focusing all your time on your funnel, you know, your marketing funnel, but you lose sight of what it is that you actually want to do and achieve, your focus is in the wrong place. Yeah. So criticism that you're putting on yourself, which we all do, but the criticism you're putting on yourself is that, oh, my funnel doesn't work, you know? Okay, you can tweak that, right? That's just nuts and bolts. You can tweak that. But is it delivering what you need in your business to be nourished and to shine and to be creative and to go out there and help the people that you want? Or have you made your business so efficient, so streamlined, so successful that actually you've lost sight of you and you've lost sight of what it is that you believe in and the stuff that you find fun? Yeah. We're always kind of, I don't know, they will always say, You need to be efficient. You need to be streamlined. And oh my goodness, I agree with all that. But there's scrappy ways to do it, okay? You don't need to be perfect and you don't need to be polished. And the danger is that if you're too efficient, if you're too kind of sorted, if you know too much about what's going on, right? And the too sleek or too ironed out, yeah, then if your brain is a brain like mine, which I know loads of you identify with what I say, whether or not you're diagnosed doesn't matter here. This is about kind of identifying and feeling like you belong, right? If your brain is like mine, it's like you've killed it, yeah? If everything, you know, in the garden, let me talk about every house I've ever lived in that I've owned, I've always done the garden because I used to think I liked gardening. Not true. Don't really like gardening. Don't like weeding. Don't mind hacking stuff down, but don't like weeding at all. You know, we haven't got a lawn anymore because who wants to mow a lawn, you know? Well, we've got a really small garden in this house, but I've always had a lawn before. But it's the creating of the garden space that I really enjoy, right? And I like decorating houses. This is the longest I've been in a house, 18 months, without decorating any of it, actually. But I think that's because I've now recognised we aren't going to be here for that long and so I can't be bothered. But it's the creating that I really enjoy. And like once the garden's done, I've lost interest in it because it's done. And so I want to move house to another project. But that's okay. I understand that. And that's no judgment, fine, whatever, that's the thing. And perhaps you can see some similarities in yourself and also in your business, right? You can spend ages creating a really super shiny funnel or streamlining all your systems. And then what have you got left? It's what's left that is what matters, right? So if you actually enjoy creating all the systems and tinkering and solving problems and you have sorted all those, actually that was the bit that I enjoyed. Yeah? Do you see? And so it's okay to not have it all sorted. In fact, it's absolutely perfect that it's not sorted. It gives you an element of uncertainty is good, I think, for me and my brain. I like it because it motivates me, it enthuses me, it keeps me interested. And another conversation I had in my my EFT sessions are just super. You know, we never know quite where my brain's going to go. But they keep us both, me and Jackie Akree, they keep us both amused, which is hilarious. But one a few weeks ago was we were talking about roller coasters being a kind of what symbolism of life for me particularly, and that's why I've had one tattooed onto my wrist. So because it really means something to me. And also, I adore them. They're one of my favourite things to do. But she was saying about how safe you want to feel. And I said, I like the, I like roller coasters because I'm strapped in, so I'm safe, right? And then you go off and you do the crazy loops and all of that. And I love the adrenaline of that. And to me, that's a real metaphor for business and for life, yeah? I like to feel safe. And I have that with my husband, and I like owning my house and, you know, all that. That's a safety thing for me. But then, ooh, what's going to happen? There's the element of excitement there. And Jackie said to me about, feeling 100% safe on a roller coaster. And of course I laughed and I said, well, you never are, because people do die, right? I mean, that's a horrible fact of all of this, but I'm okay with that. I'm absolutely okay with that. Something really tragic might happen. It's extremely, extremely unlikely for that to happen. But and if the friends, I'm just trying to think when this is going to go out. Oh no, it's right. We'll have already been, because we're going to a theme park with some friends. And if they're listening to this, it's like we're not going to die. We're fine. But this will go out after we've been. So it's all good. We're all good. But the kind of spice of the unknown absolutely is so important to me. So ironing all of that out isn't going to work for me, because then I'm going to want to change the business model. And this realization for me is so powerful. And I hope that me sharing it with you today is really kind of powerful for you too. Being ironed out, having it all sorted, having it all absolutely, you could not fault this at all, doesn't really interest me, because, then where's the jeopardy in that? You know, where's the excitement? Where's the thrill in that? And you might feel the same. And if you feel sort of unsettled in your business model, or feel you want to change things, or don't feel you're kind of where you want to be, that is so cool, because that is absolutely part of the journey that you're meant to be on. It's not bad. It's not bad to change your mind. The reason you're changing your mind is because something in you is not satisfied and nourished and nurtured. And that's your creativity, and that's your fire. And following that, not every 5 minutes, right? You know, we need to be real about this. Not every 5 minutes, but following that and allowing that creativity to flow is what's going to make your business successful. And more, even more importantly than that, it's what's going to make you happy. And this is the thing that I have realized that is just so fundamental to everything that I do is happiness, right? It's the one thing that really matters to me in life and in business. You know, the money is great. The money is great. The connections, the community, all of this. Happiness is what matters. Me being happy, my husband being happy, my cat being happy, and you being happy, right? You as client, you know, as a client of mine, happiness is absolutely the goal that we work towards. That's the core fundamental goal. And then what that means, the facets of that, it's going to be different for each and every one of you. And so, you know, working together is going to be, right, what does happiness mean to you? No, what does happiness really mean to you? And then how do we build on that? And that's absolutely what I believe in. And that's the reason that people will come to me and want to work with me. It's this, it's my energy. It's the fact that I can go here and then there and, you know, and can draw things out of my head from all my experience. And I'm happy with that, you know. I'm focused on that, and that's, you know, the happiness movement that I am bringing in 2024 to the world of business is something that I'm really passionate and really joyous about. And I hope that you're along for the ride, right? I hope that that's something that you want to get behind, and I hope that that's something that you want to embrace. So, yeah. Going to be lots of talk about happiness, even more than I already talk about happiness. It's going to be my more focused talk about happiness in everything that I do, because it's the core. It's the thing that matters the most. So whatever your journey is in business, however you're running your business, if it makes you happy, that is fine. And you do not need to be ironed out, super efficient. You need to be efficient, but you don't need to be like done efficient. And that's all great. Yeah. Let your brain do its magical thing. And you'll be happier. Your business will be more successful. And think about all the fun that you'll have along the way and the conversations you'll have and the little mini tangents you'll go off on. We don't follow big, shiny, you know, we don't do that. We follow mini tangents that spark us, okay? And it's so cool. And it's just so cool. So this has been like quite a share for me. So going to have a lie down now. I'm going to have a lie down. And, you know, think, oh, God, have I shared too much? But I haven't shared too much because it's all really important. It's all context. It's all context and it all helps you. And my mission in business is to help you be happier, be better, be more of a conscious business owner in whatever way that works for you, right? So, yeah, let's work together. And message me on Instagram at Libby Langley. Find me on LinkedIn. I'm Libby Langley there too. I'm Libby Langley everywhere. And yeah, let's make happiness happen for you too. So I'm really looking forward to hearing from you. And thank you for today. It's been great to share all this with you. And let me know what's come up for you and how you feel about life and the fact that, you know, you've always thought maybe you were a bit flaky, but actually you're just effing fabulous. I'll see you next week. Thanks for joining me. Thank you for listening to Life in Business. Please make sure that you subscribe or follow so you don't miss any future episodes. And if you enjoyed today's show, please leave a review as it helps others to find the podcast and spread the word that there's an easier way to do business. If you want to chat with me about today's episode or suggest a topic for the future, I would love to hear from you. You can find me on Instagram at Libby Langley. See you next week.